Welcome to Business All-Star Radio, Episode 1. I'm your host, the Business All-Star Head Coach, Paul Serwin. You can get more information on me and get a free copy of my Breakthrough Business CD at businessallstar.com. You can also read and interact with me on my blog, and that's found at improvingbusinessresults.com. That's where I share my latest advice and strategies for business owners that are trying to do big things. I'm also on Twitter, at Leverage Success. You can find a link to that through my blog at improvingbusinessresults.com as well. In today's episode, we're going to examine what is a business all-star, the critical components that make up all business all-stars, the three-step process to leverage success as an entrepreneur, as well as the characteristics of what I call the business all-stars. With that, let's start the show. I'm very excited about the great information that I'll be sharing with you guys today, so let's just get right into it. Just because you're in business for yourself doesn't mean you have to be in business by yourself. I've developed Business All-Star, built it around this mantra, for the entrepreneurs out there that are really working hard to get their business to grow, but are not yet realizing the maximum of their potential. Business All-Star was created with you in mind, giving you the opportunity to develop an effective strategy for long-term prosperity, by learning from the other people and companies that have faced the same risks and pitfalls that you need to overcome. Business All-Star is a central location where I've put together over 15 years of information that I've gathered while I continue to learn more and more every single day. And in the spirit of Napoleon Hill, I've taken an interest in learning what qualities and characteristics separate the businesses that close their doors within a year of existence from those that have been consistently productive. I've gotten my hands on every book, I've attended dozens of seminars, and I've personally interviewed hundreds of business owners and managers to uncover the secrets of the business all-star. And I'm always on the search for stories about business owners who have overcome incredible adversity on their path to success. I also like to hear about opportunities that have failed, whether through negligence or circumstances or unforeseen disasters. I look forward to sharing these lessons with you in the hopes that you'll be able to apply anything that you learn to improving your business and changing the world. If you want to share your story with me, my email address is Paul, P-A-U-L, at businessallstar.com. That's Paul at businessallstar.com. And the strategies that I share with you, through these Business All-Star radio programs, as well as through my blog, these strategies have helped hundreds of companies grow to levels that nobody ever imagined, and they can definitely help yours too. The people that are willing to do what it takes to grow are the ones that I consider business all-stars. So with that, let's get into what is a business all-star. A business all-star is somebody that's always focused on their vision and always operates at that 110 percentile. You're always focusing on going from great to extraordinary because you realize that the difference of what makes an entrepreneur that seems successful and the entrepreneur that makes loads and loads of money. Business all-stars focus on being in the top 3%, and they use the top 3% success as their guide. You know, they say that the top 3% have 95% of the money. And knowing that, we understand that success doesn't come from acting like the other 97% do. Acting like they do is only the blind leading the blind, and you know where you're going to end up if you follow the blind, right? Focus on what separates the 3% from everybody else, the top 3%, what makes them different. Listen to their trials, listen to their tribulations, and learn from their success. A business all-star also constantly has to battle the forces of procrastination and incompetence. You know, you really got to stay focused and stay clear on executing your vision so that one day your dreams become reality. And, you know, through my interviews and through all that, I've been able to develop techniques that can be applied to any business in any circumstance at any time by anybody, regardless of your experience, your skill level, or your previous success. Now let's talk about the three critical components of the business all-stars. The first critical component is a big league leadership and management skills. You need to make sure that your leadership, your management skills are fine-tuned if you want your business to run effectively. You have to create a culture of winning, and you do that by setting the standard and really focus on exceeding the goals, not only for yourself, but for anybody that you have on your team, whether it be employees, contractors, vendors. You know, whatever you call the people that help you do your work and finish your job for you. The second critical component is sales and marketing. No matter what business you're in, you have to know that you're in the sales and marketing of your business first and foremost. Sales and marketing is your business, bottom line. You know, in terms of your marketing, you have to market your business. You have to get the word out there. You have to get the customers to come and purchase from you through one way or another. So in your marketing, you really need to recognize that in this day and age, the customer is smarter than ever right now. They're more savvy. You know, they're wiser with their dollar right now. They're scared of spending money because they're uncertain. They're scared of what's going to happen. And one of the big reasons that consumers are more savvy right now, it's because of the internet. Because of the internet, customers are now more educated than ever. Customers know exactly what's going on. At their fingertips right now, they have the power to research everything inside and out before they ever decide to do business with your company. Before they even step foot into your store, they can know everything about the products and the services that you offer. They can research your entire company, and just as easily, they can research all of your competitors. You know, business all-stars understand that the marketplace is not fair. The best provider of a particular product or a particular service is hardly ever going to win the race. You know, take a look out there. The marketplace quite often rewards things that are obviously mediocre. As long as one desired benefit is delivered by a poor provider, you know, if the marketing campaign is right, a mediocre product can sell millions. And the reason for that is that customers are not appropriately loyal. Going the extra mile only will assist you in your success. It won't assure your success. You have to know that you're operating in a world of successful and heightened competition out there. And you have to expect that your customers are going to be attracted by your competitors as well. You know, expecting that your customer is not going to be going to your competitor, it's like a woman expecting her husband not to look at other women. It's really not going to happen. In order to do that, you have to really differentiate yourself and set a higher standard than your competitors do through your marketing. You really need to focus on your edge, the distinct competitive advantage that you have over anybody else out there that's selling your product. In terms of customer loyalty, you have to create customer loyalty. You can't buy loyalty with your quality or your service, and you can't command loyalty based on, you know, providing for a customer last year. It's not going to happen. Day-to-day loyalty, it's a product of day-to-day marketing. Also, sales. You have to have your sales game tight. You have to sell the customer on doing business with you as well as your company in order for that customer to purchase your product from you. Look, a sale's made when a customer is persuaded that the value of the product that you're offering to them is higher than the amount that they have to invest in it. They have to feel that they're getting a good deal. They have to be feeling like they're pulling one over on you. You know? And a big problem that I'm seeing out there with a lot of business owners nowadays is the, you know, the lack of salesmanship. We have to return to the basic skills of salesmanship. With the saturation of the market, with all the expansion of the stores and advertising that was going on in the past decade, companies and entrepreneurs really became lax on salesmanship. This is why you need to deliver great value in your product. This is why you need to have an educated sales force so that you can have these people educate your consumers based on your product and your services. To have them educate your customers on the exceptional level of service that they're going to get by doing business with you. And if you succeed at doing that, then you're going to be in a very advantageous position to be able to capitalize on what's about to come. You know, the third critical component of the business all-star is time domination. You know, when you first started out your business, how many of you out there really envisioned living that luxurious lifestyle, that rock and roll lifestyle? You know, how many of you imagined how much money you're going to be making and how much free time you're going to have open up for you because of this great idea that you had that led you into starting your own business in the first place? But now you're finding yourself working 100 hours a week, really not getting anywhere close to that money you imagined when you first, you know, dreamed of owning your own business. Well, time domination is really streamlining your techniques and utilizing your greatest assets, the assets that you already have in your business right now, ones that you might not even be thinking of, to create an abundance of time while making significantly more money. It's really important to understand that your time is an investment that's much more valuable than any currency or any dollar amount that's out there. Your time, you know, it's the most limited resource that you have. And an investment of your time always improves your skills. And actually learning and applying the business all-star mindset, mastering the different skill sets, these things alone will help you increase your profits as well as your productivity and efficiency to actually have your time work for you, not have you working for your money. A business all-star is constantly looking for ideas to implement to create more profits in their business. This is not somebody that's looking for excuses as to why it won't work to continue justifying their old ways. Remember, if you keep doing things the same way that you've been doing them, you're going to continue to get the same results. And I don't know about you, but I'm never looking to get the same results. I'm always looking to make myself grow and expand as quickly and as efficiently as I can. And one thing that you have to understand out there is that making excuses and making money are both mutually exclusive. You can't have them both together. You can't make money and make excuses. So having any negative feelings towards an unfair marketplace or unappreciative, disloyal customers or blaming the lack of your business's success on a weak economy is just nothing but a giant waste of time. And stay away from people you hear that are always making excuses because their disease is highly contagious. You definitely don't want to surround yourself with people that are always making excuses. Like I said, you can either make money or you can make excuses. You can't make both. People that are poor in terms of money are always rich in terms of reasons why they're poor. Whenever you have an excuse, blaming a situation on a disaster or, you know, a horrible economy or anything like that, really stop and ask yourself this question. Has anybody else that's been stuck in a similar situation, maybe had worse handicaps than me, overcome them and achieved goals similar to my own? Well, have they? I'm sure they have. You're probably not the first to deal with any situation that you might have. Really research and study such people for inspiration and ideas. Because deep down, if you're like me, you want to get to the next level. Here's something key to write down and wrap your head around. If you increase your business by 1% a day, if you just improve your results by just a measly small 1% every single day, within 70 days, you will double your business. Really do the math on that and think about it. 1% difference every single day, you'll be able to double your business within 70 days. Now, the reason I tell you that is because I want you all to focus on creating opportunities. Because when opportunity strikes, you have to be in a position to capture it. You also have to put yourself in a position to capture opportunity so that it arrives more frequently. You always want to focus on having the opportunity to make more money. And leveraging your success as a business all-star, it's a constant reoccurring process. I've been able to set it up into 3 separate steps for you, make it really simple, okay? The first step to leveraging your success as an entrepreneur is dedication. You need to have a commitment to grow through others' experiences and successes. You understand that everybody struggles, but you have to be able to understand that you can overcome it by learning what others in your situation have done successfully. The second step is education, learning what works and what doesn't work and how you can apply it to your business. And it's really important because business all-stars, the ones that are laser focused and really paying attention to what's going on out there, these are the ones who are going to really benefit tremendously in the new economy. The third step is motivation. You need to be motivated to take action from what you learned in step 2, which is education, and apply it to your company. Let's go over some characteristics that business all-stars share. You know, whether you think of Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg or Donald Trump out there, here's 3 characteristics that all business all-stars, people that are really doing it, really growing their companies and growing themselves, have. Number 1, self-confidence. This is the most important quality of any business owner, salesperson. Self-confidence. This is the magical power of having confidence in yourself and in your powers and abilities. Number 2, you're achievement-oriented. Results are gained by focus and sustained effort. They concentrate on achieving a specific goal, not just accomplishing a string of unrelated tasks. Number 3, you have to be a risk taker. The business all-stars realize that there's a chance of loss when it comes to achieving their goals, yet they have the confidence that's necessary to take calculated risks to achieve their goals. And entrepreneurs are the people who will make decisions, take action, and believe deep down in their heart that they can control their own destiny and overcome any pitfalls or challenges that might come up in the meantime. They're motivated by a spirit of independence, which leads them to believe that their success depends on raw effort and hard work, not luck. Like I said, you're not making any excuses. The business owners out there that are stubborn in their ways, that think that they know what they got to do, They think that the rules of new money don't apply to their business. These people are the ones that are struggling right now. The rules of the game have changed, and the game itself has changed. When all is said and done, there's going to be a changing of the guard. This is the new economy. The game is going to be played entirely differently from now on. And that's why I developed the Business All-Star Coaching along with ImprovingBusinessResults.com to help entrepreneurs, small business owners, high commission sales professionals, people like you, to realize and recognize the new opportunities and the unprecedented business success that's available out there for you right now. I really want to show you what it takes to get the new educated customer to recognize you and the benefits and values of doing business with you. So when this is all said and done, don't you want to be the one that's on top of the mountain looking down? Well, obviously, as an entrepreneur and a small business owner, you invest in your business. And investing in yourself and your company by really developing that business all-star mindset, it's a commitment to boosting your profits. And you're going to find yourself with more and more of an abundance of time. This is an investment in your business. This is realizing that you're not going at it alone. This is having somebody that you can be accountable to. It's a support network that'll do everything possible to ensure that you achieve your ambitions. It's important to have an advantage, to have the upper hand in the new economy. And it's important to understand what's going on. This is why it's important to invest your time in your future success. And you'll find over the next few episodes on the blog posts that I post at ImprovingBusinessResults.com that I'm going to really give you the strategies and the outlines and the tactics and really give you that upper hand to separate yourself from all the other businesses out there that are struggling in 2011. I want to thank you very much for listening to the podcast today. Please check out BusinessAllStar.com to get my free Instant Profit Outbreak CD with the most important 30 minutes that you'll ever spend on your business. I want to thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.